Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees of the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Well, top of the day to all you out there, listeners, our fan base on this is Radio Connections with PACE, and I'm your host, Gina Pagnotta Murphy, with our co-host,
Ebony Walton.
And how are you doing, Ebony?
I am doing well. How are you today, Gina?
Well, this was supposed to be our first launch of our YouTube podcast, and, you know, we're having a little difficulty, and I mentioned that in the email I sent you all, but as soon as we can get you on live, hopefully it'll come through. But in the meantime, the radio podcast is still active and doing good, and we're going to continue on until Ebony can figure out what's going on. Now, we had a trial basis on this thing, and I just don't understand how you messed it up, Ebony. How did you go and mess it up? We look actively, you know, just explain to me.
Listen, I'm not getting paid for this.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not getting paid.
So we get what we pay for.
You get what you pay for.
So zero.
Yeah, that's
so the YouTube is going to be down because we didn't pay you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's teamwork. But anyway, so what is our inspiration for the day, Ebony?
Our inspiration for the day, I have 2 Corinthians, for we walk by faith and not by sight. What does that mean to you?
That's a strong thing. Let's see. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And that is that we walk, what it means to me, that I walk in the faith of my Lord, Heavenly Father, what my higher power is, and to whatever anybody's higher power is, you walking by that faith. What you've been structured to learn, what you've been structured to do, who you follow, you know, your needs are met, not just because you see something like the Joneses, but you walk by faith. Whatever your strong convictions is that rules you to make up your chemistry, that's who you are. That's what you walk by. So, also, our song for the week is Rock Steady by Aretha Franklin. And speaking of Aretha Franklin, have you seen part of that show with Aretha called Genius Aretha? I saw it's like 4 nights. It comes on twice. I think it's HBO, but I saw it on Hulu. And my take on that is I've been watching it for the past 2 nights, but I'm not sure if this is something that a real or I'm not very sure of that. You know, because I understand it was some mess about family didn't approve of it. And so Aretha wanted Jennifer Hudson to be her in her autobiography or the movie. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I'm watching. And, you know, I never knew Aretha other than what she, you know, sang and a little bit that we knew on my era of time. So I didn't know anything pretty much about the past going on.
Okay.
So I don't know how authentic this HBO is, you know, until we see the Jennifer Hudson. So I got mixed reviews about it and all, but it doesn't matter because the bottom line is whatever I'm looking at, whatever I have seen so far, it was very enlightening. And some of the stuff is very, you know, heartbreaking. And she went through a lot considering. But other than that, I'm just looking forward to seeing Jennifer Hudson's version whenever they come out, and I'll take my, you know, see what's going on with that and try to make a determination which is real and which is not real. Don't know yet till we see both sides.
Was it a boring movie, though?
It had some kind of little lag time to me. You know, I had to keep remembering this is more of a biography or autobiography, whatever they call it. And it had some lag time in it. But the bottom line is, you know, it was like kept going back and forth, like when she was a little girl to where she was. It just kept flip-flopping. And sometimes I like movies like that. Sometimes I don't. But, you know, it's very interesting. People like that, that's the movie of the week, Genius, called Aretha. And if you get a chance to watch it, comes on 4 nights. I've already seen 2. You got 2 more nights. It's like 2 episodes in 1 night. So you all take a look at it. And also, speaking of that, of thinking about Hollywood and all of that, I watched American Idol the other night, and one of the singers passed out. Shut me over, like, oh, my God, and they let that hang in there. You would have thought they cut it out. No, not COVID. There you go with that. they said she was dehydrated, and she just fell out from nerves and stuff and bust her chin. So I'm going to follow that again. I really don't like American Idol that much anymore. I like Lionel Richie, but I'm not too thrilled with Katy Perry, but I'm going to...
Oh, yeah, Katy Perry.
She's
her dark horse song.
But she's trying to be a Simon Cowell, the female version. That ain't happening. Nobody can be Simon Cowell.
I don't know.
But Lionel, I like Lionel. The other guy, he's okay. With Katy, sometimes I got to squint an eye with her. But I'm going to follow up and see how that young lady does, because I think she's Nigerian. Tall and Nigerian, but we'll follow her.
Okay.
But anyway, let's talk about what's the topics.
All right. So we do have the link. It is working. If you want to resend it, give yourself a minute, Gina, to resend it to whoever you need to resend it to, because it's working now.
Okay, well, I don't see me.
Oh, all I have to do is hit this. I'm giving you your opportunity first. I told you, give what you pay for.
I gave you a dollar.
Listen.
The dollar's not worth you, boy.
Listen.
Okay.
You're going to get what you pay for. Now.
All right, well, would you go ahead and just click me on so I can see me?
Okay.
This is my debut.
There she goes.
Hello, everybody.
Again.
Oh, let me get my hair done. Okay. We on.
I'm done.
Do I look okay?
You look fine.
There's nothing in my teeth?
Nothing in my
teeth. You're good.
Okay.
And we are doing our little social distancing, as you all can see.
Yes.
We have our mask, as we hear. And, but I trust, we're taking care of each other. We encourage everyone out there to wear your mask when you need to wear your mask, whether you got your vaccination or not, right?
That's right.
You still wear your mask and social distance because we need to know what's going on. And speaking of vaccinations,
Well, he was just encouraging the people of color
mm-hmm.
to take the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
That, it's better to take it and not risk not taking it, and then you don't know how your body's going to respond if you get it. You looking at me like that. I don't. Why are you rolling your eyes like that?
I'm not rolling my eyes.
I can see you now, right?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They can see me now.
They can see you now.
Well, I'm a professional.
Yeah.
However, who put him in charge of being the spokesperson for the colored people?
People of color.
Oh, okay. Colored people, however you want to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tomato, tomato. African American.
Yeah.
Black folks. Color people.
I don't know. I like Rocky Perry. I mean,
Tyler Perry. See, y'all need to watch her. But anyway, he did put out some good information for those who are interested. Some people, I just want to make it clear for the City of Atlanta employees that the union's working hard to ensure that we want you to feel comfortable and safe to take the vaccination. It still should be your choice. I don't think it should be ever a mandate because some people just physically cannot take the vaccine. It's not just this particular vaccine. It's any vaccines. I've gotten numerous phone calls concerned about, is the city going to mandate this mandatory or could we lose our job if we don't take it? And we're prayerfully not going that path right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of folks that can't, like I can't take the flu shot. I'm definitely talking with my physician about this vaccine for me personally, because I've had, as you listeners know, that I've had some bad reactions that they're talking about in 1976 while I was in the military with the swine flu. And see, you wasn't born, but it was an epidemic. We wasn't into the mask thing, but it was the vaccine that they came up with the epidemic or pandemic before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very bad reaction to that vaccine that landed me in the hospital a week.
So you're not planning on taking this vaccine?
I'm not right now at this point. It's my personal thing. I'm talking it over constantly with VA and my doctors. I just don't, I'm hearing all kinds of things. But I'm encouraging everyone to make that conscientious decision and to go ahead and do what you need to do. And the ones that just have some reluctance about it, You know, still talk about it. Look, you know, go to your physicians and do whatever you need to do, but make a conscientious choice that is your choice that you want to take this vaccine.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about, I know you've been listening to the news, the Boulder
looming,
Colorado.
Listen to the news?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Listen, you got to listen to the news.
You are my news reporter, so tell me what's
here. We go again. You see, now see, they can see how light you are and how dark I am. Now I'm supposed to do all her work for her and then just give her the information she got from there. That's how that works. I don't understand. I don't get it. So Boulder, Colorado, they had a mass shooting at a grocery store. A grocery store.
Well, I heard about the Colorado. I did hear because my brother lives in Denver. First.
Okay. Yeah.
And I wanted to live in Boulder, Colorado years ago.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So he walks in, I believe the young man that did it is under 30 years old. So this is the state of America that we are in now.
Now, what was his reason? Did they know and why?
Who did he target? They didn't say it was targeted. He just went in and randomly shot. And one of them was an officer.
Mm.
10 people were killed, one of which was an officer. So, but that's not, it's just the gun violence, period. And then not even just that, you had, last week we had the shootings with the spas in Atlanta, the massage parlors in Atlanta. 8 were shot. 6 of those were Asian people that were killed, 6 of them. Stockton, California had a mass shooting. Mm. Gresham, Oregon had a mass shooting. Houston, Dallas, all of these had, in Philadelphia, all in the month of March.
Unbelievable. So this sounds like to me, does it sound like to you like it's something... Somebody is conspiring.
And I mean, it's just,
you know,
it's happening like that. Like, remember years ago when the mothers were killing their babies, all of a sudden your things. It's just attacks, just attacks.
Those don't sound random.
No, they don't.
See?
Now that we're on live, I got
to
tell her.
Me to look at the screen
and tell
her.
Just look at her.
I'm looking at the screen.
But yeah, I mean, it's really sad that this is where we are. We can walk outside and get shot. I don't mean to scare you now, Jean. I'm just saying that's where we are now. You can be driving in your car on the expressway, you can get shot. You can go to the grocery store, buying some milk, some cheese, whatever. Just running out to the grocery store, hey, hon, I'm going to the grocery store.
I believe that.
And you just don't come back. Come back traumatized, man.
And you know, and we got COVID, and
then
we
got
about
COVID.
And you know, and I'm afraid to even tip my window so nobody can see me, you know, because then they think I'm a rapper and all these. Like,
so you tint your windows, you're a rapper now? Is that what you said? Uh-huh. Is that what she just said? She tint her window.
Well, I mean, am I stereotyping now?
Sorry,
rappers, I didn't mean stereotype, but majority of entertainers.
Okay.
Let me change that.
Okay.
Majority of entertainers, normally they want to camouflage that they're out and about. So
yes.
They have their vehicles with darkened windows.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, so trying to hide.
Trying to hide. What they have.
Did I cover that up good?
No.
Oh.
So anyway, we do know that Biden is coming down to assist with.
Now, how did you get to Biden from?
I'm changing from that. Change to the next.
All right.
I'm trying to keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling.
So Biden is assisting with Mayor Bottoms.
Took you a long time to figure that one out.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
He's helping her with her campaign.
Wow. Well, that, you know what?
A fundraiser or something.
That, you know, I would think that would probably.
She helped him.
Yeah, I think that would probably what he would do other than staying out of it. But I didn't. Put that past it,
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have to do what you have to do.
And who else is running for mayor?
Well, we know that City Council President Felicia Moore is running.
Okay.
And
who else? Do we know yet?
I don't know anyone else that has said that they were running.
And what's her platform?
Platform is she's focusing on crime.
Okay.
Public safety.
Okay.
And justice. Social justice. She's trying to bring all that back to the city.
And what about
the employees? Well, you know, I'm biased. I'm partial to her anyway because she has helped us with our department. I mean, important, yeah. Years, but she's, I think she's more, you know, to me, she helps the employees a lot more. To me, in the past couple of years since she's been on as city council president, she has been helping and assisting. If she is aware of it, brings her attention.
Right.
She kind of does right
and
on
I,
her head.
I piggyback with you with that. Yeah. You know, we're not sitting here, and listeners, we're not endorsing anybody, but we're just talking about facts and Mayor
yeah.
Bottoms. We figured that President Biden would support
yeah, he
her.
Would,
and the city, well, employees seemingly, maybe, we've always paced the union, have
yeah.
always supported Felicia Moore in all her endeavors because she's always been there. One thing I can say that I do like about Ms. Moore, her transparency, because
love
let me
it.
Tell you something. Even when we were at odds and people wouldn't believe that, yes, me and her have had disagreements in the years of past with things
mm-hmm.
with, that she would not vote to pass, but she would explain to me her reason why she would not pass. And it made sense
yeah.
that I never thought about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then one thing I also like about it is that she reached out to unions. She would reach out and say, hey, this is what I hear you, or this is what I want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, she does.
And I want to make sure that you understand before we get up there, and, you know, this is why I'm doing this, is why I'm saying it. And that's what I like. So, you know, wherever you're going into, everybody has their own reasoning of who they want
mm-hmm.
and who's doing what for whom, but we won't get into a political debate, never will, because we can't. That's not nothing that we want to do, but just like it bringing you the current news
yeah.
is what we're here to do on our podcast. So even with Anthony Brown, I thought Anthony Brown,
I hadn't heard anything
too,
else.
Don't know his platform either.
I hadn't heard anything else.
We'll bring you that, you know, just to keep you up with the gossip out there of who's running for what
yeah.
and what their platform is. And it's up to you because as a city of Atlanta, you know, you have to do the voting. I'm not,
yeah,
I don't even
right.
live,
I don't
in,
live
city,
in the city,
so I can't vote. So I would have to maintain. But as a union, we want to make sure
definitely.
That we're going to be protected and we're going to be looked after by
exactly.
whoever
yeah.
Is going to take that seat again.
Yeah, and I haven't, I can say I've seen more of
uh-huh.
in the past years than I've seen of any other previous heads of any other departments or you know what I'm trying to say.
Well, Mayor
but,
Reed used to be out there.
Yeah, I didn't. They would come into our department, but
Mayor Reed used
they
to
would
be
a, never make right. themselves available to us,
right.
the smaller people.
Well,
so,
we'll see how
yeah,
it turns
we'll
out. We're getting interesting,
yeah.
and as the time goes on, further down the road,
yeah.
when they start, all of them, whoever puts their head in and start campaigning, we'll keep you all abreast of it. You know, if anybody want
to
call in or chat in and on
tell
something,
us who you want to,
right, who
no
you're
problem.
Interested in and why. But again, this platform is not to endorse. This platform is not to, you know, give anybody any ideas of what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to keep you informed on what's going out there in the city, as we call Radio Connections with Pace. And we are the union for the city employees. What else we got out there on Hot Topics?
So I'm not sure as far as, well, we did, I wanted to discuss about some of the city things going on within the
okay.
departments of the city. I know that within our department, communications, that we are now going back into full uniform.
Mm.
Well, we're supposed to be in uniform Monday through Friday anyway, then they kind
okay.
of laxed and got, well, you can dress down on the weekend. We don't see anybody. The public doesn't come in there unless it's planned or something, but they're doing full uniform. Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, shirt, jacket, shoes, and then on the weekend we'll be allowed to wear a polo shirt with the city logo and jeans and maybe sandals if you want to wear sandals.
Sandals
and tennis shoes.
That's against the code, isn't
with,
it?
With the shirt, I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
so, they're not happy. The employees are definitely not happy about it. I can understand where our major is coming up with the stuff because, you know, some of them are out of compliance a lot. They do. They dress out of compliance a lot. They wear stretchy pants. They wear the flip-flop shoes where if you fall, you can hurt
oh,
yourself, and
yeah.
that could be a city situation. So
that's
I can understand, right. but, I mean, they're adults.
We
bring some accountability to those that are not following the rules and regulations. Make those suffer. But don't make everybody suffer. So, but that's what they're saying right now. A lot of
but
the choices
I'll tell you about
that.
The uniform wearing. I got some.
Go ahead.
You know I got some. Okay, let's get the elephant out of the room today.
Oh, move the elephant in the room.
Okay, so
elephant in the room, y'all.
Here's my take on the uniform. First of all, I think that maybe you should get a survey. Give them all the scenarios for the uniform and let the employees decide or vote and a majority take it. Then we take it to the major or whoever and let them determine if, you know, how do they want to maybe wear these uniforms. I mean, I'm looking at
I have my windows tinted. So you're trying to say.
This is one of my best
friends from high school, Cassandra Battle. Hey, Cassandra. I see your message.
And she said,
so she says she has her windows tinted.
Well, she's an entertainer then. We'll just leave it like
she's
that.
She's not an entertainer.
Oh, she's not a rapper?
No. She works for
Big Dog America. Oh, okay. Well, let me make this clear. Let me retract.
She has a regular suspense.
Just be careful. Basically, I missed that point. When you have tinted windows at night, because of all of the shootings,
I got
you know
for that too. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I got some.
But just be cautious of your surroundings, especially we women, because I travel a lot at night by myself.
Okay.
So let me make that clear. No pun intended against rappers or entertainers. But normally, when you tint your windows, you know it's a fashion statement. Sometimes you like dark tinted windows
because
I like them. My windows are not dark tinted, but they are tinted. And also, I don't like to be recognized sometimes. You know, late at night as being a female alone in my car.
Okay.
And a police officer has pulled up beside me one night. It was real late, and the light was red. And nobody was around, and he said, "Rrr!" And I was like, "Oh God, is this one of the moments?" But I wasn't too worried.
No, why?
You won't go there. Stop it.
You know they can see you.
Yes, I know. No, I keep remembering.
You wasn't too worried.
Anyway, I wasn't too worried. He pulled me and rolled his window down, and I rolled mine. He said, "Run the light. Go ahead and run the light." He said, "I don't want you here. You know, by yourself at this time of morning." He said, "But don't do it all the time." But, you know, so I, you know, if I'm somewhere like that and it's safe, I don't run the light. I'm not going to tell you all to do that. But just watch for your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had at a point of time when I was at a stop sign and somebody ran up and threw paint on my car. I don't know. It scared me to death.
All this because you said tinted windows is for rappers. Y'all see this? This is what I have to deal with.
Just prove me wrong. Not saying it's for rappers. Maybe I should say for entertainers or mayors have tinted windows.
I want to see the bug out there.
Yeah, but then you.
Well, I just don't want nobody to see me in my car.
See, what was
I'm
I
not
trying
an entertainer.
To say? Incognito. That's the word.
Tinted
windows for incognito people. Okay, so let's wrap that around. Tinted windows.
For people that just don't want to be seen.
There you go.
You just want to look tint. Or it just looks nice on the car sometimes. Sometimes it just looks really tint.
Okay, we're going to move back to the subject. We're going to talk about uniforms. So uniforms, I used to wear a uniform.
Okay.
And I still wear a uniform when I'm physically at work. Steel toe boots, the city shirt, the city pants and all. But let me tell you about the uniforms for me. I have worn them so long and so many years that I can't even wear heels anymore. My closet is no longer updated with clothes.
Yep.
All I have, half of my closet is nothing but uniforms.
That's it.
You get into a stagnant because of Monday through Friday, by the time Friday gets here and I wore those uniforms, weekend comes, I'm exhausted.
I don't
want to go nowhere. Makeup is no longer being put on because you don't wear makeup with your uniform per se.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can be the downside. It's a double-edged sword.
Yes.
I don't shop anymore because I'm like, why do I need to shop? I got a uniform, you know? So, if these employees want to wear their clothing, just civilian clothing, I think they should be able to wear the civilian clothing.
I think they should be able to.
But they still need to follow the guidelines of the city code, dress code policy.
They should. And like I said, I get their point. and I also, I'm an employee, so I don't want to wear, I'm in pants Monday through Thursday. I might want to wear a skirt. I want more to wear a dress or something on the weekend. I want to look, it's going to be summertime.
Mm-hmm.
You want to wear
mm-hmm.
your summer dresses.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to look, you want to be comfortable. And those uniform clothes, unfortunately, I mean, they pay for it all
over here.
And everything. However, it's just, they're uncomfortable. The pants don't fit right, period.
Well, that's because
like,
you
I
gained
like,
some weight or lost some weight. What happened?
Oh, wait a minute now.
Did you get, well, you got to make sure you get it measured.
Well, we got measured. And then, but see, now with COVID, we can't really go in there
oh,
to
true.
Shoot.
That's
so it's kind of, it's.
Well, maybe he's
I bought a pair of pants.
Last
and the, no, he, this goes in effect April 1st.
Okay. Well, we have
so
a dialogue with them.
Yeah.
Do the survey. My suggestion from a union standpoint is to do the survey.
We'll do the survey.
Check to see, give them the options
mm-hmm.
that he wants and then the option that they would like to see. And maybe we can negotiate on that.
Okay.
And
yeah.
then we'll come back. So when we have the meeting with him,
mm-hmm.
we'll know, you know, we'll see how he feels. And it's a give and take.
Well, you know, and that's what, when the employees kept saying, so what is the union going to do? I said,
why they always
I said, that's really, I mean,
the union
that's not major
lot.
Enough
right.
to fight over. That's, I don't want to
that's
lose
like
people.
A,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just
some things
that's
you give in.
Yeah. That's
they want you to wear a uniform. Wear a uniform.
Just, yeah. They paying you. They just gave you all this money. So, you know. But, okay, that's what
I mean.
Feel.
Because I'm used to wearing a uniform.
So that's exactly. I
to me, I wouldn't have a problem because then I don't have to worry about buying clothes.
And see, I don't mind it because then I don't have a problem with when I do have, when we do have those employees that dress out of the dress code, I'm tired of pulling you over saying, hey, you know, this is not in compliance. Go home and change. Or do you have something in your car? I'm not, it's a headache. So the
right.
uniform to me, I'm
well,
okay
we can
with
have
it.
An open discussion with
yeah,
it. I mean,
I'm okay with it. It's
that's, not a big,
that are
that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But if the employees aren't happy, let's see what this, what the survey says.
Yeah, it's about them and not us. So.
Let's talk about teleworking. I got a few calls out from, and I sent an email to Commissioner Jeffrey Norman of DHR, Department of Human Resources for the city, about teleworkers. Teleworking, now that's like a I guess, I can say I'm for it and against whatever it is, but I have to speak on behalf of the people of teleworkers because I'm one of the teleworkers and you're essential.
Mm-hmm.
And I am involved with, I am part of the essential crew.
Yeah.
But I was able to do teleworking from home and I as a supervisor. So let's do this. Let's talk about the teleworking. What I have gotten from employees is that some people always have some issues about certain things.
Okay.
So when they I'm being devil's advocate sometimes. And when they brought it to my attention, I thought about it. I said, you know what, you're right. And I'm a teleworker, so let me think about it. I'm pushing this issue or will push this issue because I am a teleworker. But when we first started into the COVID and we got employees, some were considered essential.
Mm-hmm.
They had to come in physically and work. And the city gave them $500 bonus every month
right.
plus some FFRCA comp time
right.
That they received. And then you have the ones that's teleworking that they've came in and got a laptop and got the phones and work from home. And then you got the employees and the teleworkers didn't get any $500 bonus, nor did they get the FSRCA comp time. They got a laptop and possibly a city phone and they work and continue to do their job. And then you have the other employees that just are at home and receiving a paycheck.
And they're not working?
They're not working at all. Now, I'm not knocking any of those scenarios because there are three categories and the city is the way it is. However, it was brought to my attention and I started thinking about it and I do agree. The employees that are at home that don't have to report in, that don't have to do anything, they could be out, and I do know some that are, out making additional income.
When you say additional income, you mean what?
They can be working
job.
At another job, part-time, but they're making that extra money other than that paycheck.
And they're not currently working for the city physically, but they're still getting paid because they're an employee of the city.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they have an opportunity to make that extra money.
Okay.
Okay. And the essential workers that have to actually come in has gotten the $500 bonus and got sick. Hot time. We say froze it now, but at that one time,
yeah,
they were getting a lot. You got some folks got a lot of cop hours.
And that's because our disposal. Chances are being increased
to
COVID. Catch it COVID.
Exactly. And you can be disciplined.
And yes, we still.
Now, teleworkers didn't get any of that, but they still have to work, and they can be disciplined, even though they're teleworking.
Okay.
Because, and some of them were telling me that they're doing more work because the ones that would assist them in whatever their duties were are not at work. They're not even essential. So mm-hmm. some people are being held accountable, and, you know, to be on that phone or be on that laptop all day long, and they're working harder. But they're not getting any incentive at all. So they're not getting the $500 comp bonus money. They're not getting the comp time. And when they call out sick, like you guys can call out sick essential workers, if they're not coming to work, they use their FFRCA comp time. But if a teleworker does call in or not going to be on their laptop for the day, they have to use their personal time. So there's a little, we didn't think about this as we were going. So now that it's coming to our attention later in the year later, but it's come to my attention from employees, and I sent an email to Mr. Norman and asking him to give me his thoughts on it. What does he think about it? And can we negotiate or think about what can we do to incentivize the teleworkers at home?
So the teleworkers are, and I play a little bit with devil's advocate, just a little bit.
Okay.
So the teleworkers want the same thing that the essential employees are receiving or no, something?
They want something, either a one-time bonus or something that they can
receive. Because they still have to work, but they can stay at home and work?
Well, that's the old cliche that they're driving. Well, they get the luxury of being at home. But the luxury is not there when they're being disciplined as though they were physically at work. Or when the unfairness comes, that I think,
okay,
is when they call out sick or they can't be on the laptop because I'm at home. I'm not going to be on work site today. I mean, working today.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to use their personal time. You see, they have to use their own sick time, their own vacation time. When the essential workers, now see, even teleworkers are considered essential workers. It's just because if they wasn't essential, they wouldn't be teleworking.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's a need to have those workers work.
So I agree with that. I can agree with they. Okay, yes, if they just get sick, because you can get sick at home. You don't have to leave out.
Don't feel good.
Yeah, you can be sick, and yes, you can stay home, and you should be able to during this COVID season or however long it's past the season now. But during that, yes, they should be able to have some type of time.
Give them something.
Yeah, something. But I mean, I by me being going on the outside, having to deal with that in the beginning. I mean, now with kind of the anxiety has calmed down now, but in the beginning it was high stress and anxiety.
Has it really calmed down though?
We've gotten used to it. We've accustomed ourselves to it now. So it hadn't calmed down, no. But we've gotten accustomed to it. This is the way of life now.
Okay.
So the anxiety that was there a year ago is no longer there now.
Okay.
As prevalent as it was, we'll say that. So I can understand.
You need to move over some because you kind of leaning further
you
over here.
You know what, Gina?
You know, I'm watching that.
My elbow.
No, yeah, you leaning a little bit. You need to be a little bit. I thought we were social distancing. I see a whole gap.
I still have my
over, no, but I see a gap over there. I'm all the way over here. You need to get over there. You can still see yourself.
So anyway.
Just trying to take
yeah,
the whole
I did it.
Vision.
Oh, that's what it is. That's
yeah,
what
you want to be all in. Give me some air time.
You have plenty of it. But I understand it. I get it. But
we were just gonna see what they say.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
If the thing for teleworking to me would be the lack of social interaction.
It is hard.
Which that would be a hard thing.
You know, I went through it.
Yeah.
I know it's hard because you're home all day.
Yeah.
I mean, let me be clear. You got 1% that might be fudging a little stuff,
exactly.
But you have employees that are very ethical, and they're there and being there all day. And if you got children trying to deal with the family that's still there and shutting yourself off, because sometimes I used to have to shut my door Lord knows my husband, if he was home, you know, he was like, he forgets or don't care.
Yeah.
And coming in just, Gina, and I'm like, can't you see I'm in a meeting, you know? And my children be saying, Dad always call you Gina. Oh, it irritates me so bad. So I was so glad we finally got a little part-time job.
We got something.
And got get out.
So how do you, working from home and you're at home, you don't have any small kids, but you have your grandkids over a lot too.
Well,
so how do you separate that? How do you?
I don't have them over anymore when I'm working during certain hours. I tell them when my business day, because I have a calendar that's on my bed day in and day out that I have to write down everything because we have more meetings on team meetings. I have more representations. I have more things I have to do at my job because, you know, we're not there, but I still supervise.
Okay.
I still have to make a proof to sign documents.
Okay.
And so it's a lot more. I'm a more in-your-face type person.
Yes.
So I'm ready to come back physically. You know, I'm afraid of the COVID, trust and believe. But I'm, you know, and I do go into my spot every now and then, what they call ad hoc. But I go in, I talk to my team every day.
Okay.
So it's just they don't see me physically, and but they hear from me.
Yeah.
And I call them, do my one-on-ones, and I do go in every now and then and check the site. That's how they got there. We did get our separations, you know, because
we still haven't gotten ours.
I got on top of ours, so I need to get on you guys to see what happened to that. So
exactly.
Then follow up behind that. But my team is so happy that they finally got their shields up, and they sent me a picture of it. It looks good. And I'm proud of it. So I kudos to my department for jumping on that and getting it right away because they did. They worked on that. Regina Adams is one of the ladies, is the one that was instrumental in getting that taken care of. So thank you, Regina, for looking out for my staff and myself. So I will definitely, and she's dark-skinned too. So
what does that have to do with anything? I didn't even say. So dark-skinned people are not known to get the job done? Is that what you're saying, Regina? If that's what you're saying, now dark-skinned people don't do the job. First, he relies on me to do the job. Now he's saying because I'm dark-skinned,
well,
I don't do the job.
All the ones that's coming out there now, this has been a long-going conversation.
It's been about a month now between me and her.
We had a podcast about light-skinned women and versus dark-skinned women.
And during that podcast, she was telling me what to do.
I didn't realize that I was doing that, but she did. So she got sensitive, and I didn't know.
I'm not sensitive.
But you brought it up.
I just said you just unconsciously.
I didn't know.
Systemic racism right there.
Right there.
Right
and
there.
We didn't know. But see, I would have never known if you hadn't brought it to my attention because it bothered you.
It didn't bother me. I just noticed.
And so we're going to continue this podcast on light skin versus dark skin because it is a situation, and just with men, too. But it'll be sometime now that we got on the YouTube, and we hope this is going to be a viral.
So y'all can really see what goes on. Look at her. Look at her. Take a good look at her.
You are. I hate you. But anyway,
so let's discuss. Okay. I had a discussion. We have a new employee. We have a couple of new employees.
Okay.
And one is a gentleman. He's about my son's age. No, he's actually a little older than my son. He's way older than my son. He's 27. My son is 21. But anyway, we're talking about accountability. And he said, I see a lot of people coming and going. He hadn't been there that long, 3 months maybe. And he said, what is it? What are you guys doing to the employees? We're not doing anything. If you come in and you do your job, you do what you're supposed to do. You clock in. You come in on time, number one. Number two, you take your position. Or your assignment, whatever that assignment is, because it's whatever it may be that day, and you work. If you're on dispatch side, follow up with your units. Check on your units. Put them out where they say they're going to be out at. Make sure you script for you. Blah, blah, blah. If you're on 911, make sure you're getting the pertinent information to send these calls. All this stuff is what we're asking of you to do. It's only what we're asking because it's in your job description.
Okay.
Right? So we have employees that don't want to do it. You come to work, but you don't want to do what you're paid to do.
Okay.
I had an employee. Now, we're not like a regular 9 to 5, 8 to 6, or whatever the hours may be, where you just come in and you sit down. You're not taking the seat of someone else's. You're not being handed over the platoon or whatever to continue on the race. That's our job. We're handing over the platoon to someone else. All right, tag, you're it, right? But if you're not on time, I can't tag you in. But you pissing me off because I got to be late going home or wherever it is that I'm going.
So you're losing the race.
So you're losing the race. Exactly. So we're losing the race. So I had a young lady. She was late. And we're late is late. 1 minute, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. It doesn't matter. Late is late.
Okay.
Did you know what she put on her reason for being late?
What was the reason?
She wrote on her slip, she was late because her supervisor doesn't have her back and wants to see her fail.
Crickets.
I read it.
She actually put that on.
She put it. It says late reason for being late. And that's what her supervisor does not have her back and wants to see her fail. Now I'm her supervisor. Why do I want my people to fail? I want my people to look good because you represent me.
Oh, wow. So you're the supervisor.
I'm the supervisor who wants to see her fail. But you don't want to do your job. She said what she likes here.
No.
She's a browner skin than myself. She's a little browner than me. But
why do you all have this?
I don't think. I don't know. This has been going on with this particular young lady. I have two. I'm supervising over seven people. I had eight. But every time they complain, their complaint is me doing my job. Mm-hmm. I'm making sure we have to, like I said, we're in communications. We have to make sure your information that you put in the call is disseminated correctly so the officers respond correctly. We don't want a George Floyd. We want the right situation.
Right.
And what you put in the call, the officers mimic how they respond to whatever you said.
Right. Right.
So once I had an employee, same person, she put in the call. A mental patient was being violent, right, at a mental facility. She was violent. She was off her meds. She was just... Mm-hmm. And she was an older lady. Now, mental people they can be real strong, or just like people that's on drugs or not, they can be strong. But anyway, she failed. She didn't put in the information,
okay,
description of the person,
okay,
which is important. If an officer is arriving on scene somewhere,
they need to know.
They need to know who they're looking for. Who is
Absolutely.
The person that is causing the problem? Because if they walk up to the wrong one, they don't want to walk up to the wrong one, and maybe she might have a weapon, anything. And her response was, I was nitpicking. I didn't even bring the call to her attention. Someone called me on it.
But are you hard? Do you think you hard?
I don't think I'm hard. I think that because the way that I approach, this is, I got a call. Hey, so-and-so, check operator, have them to put the description in the call.
Okay.
I said, okay. So I look up the number. I already knew it was going to be a problem. So
okay.
I said, okay, let me go. Just go give it to her. So I printed off the CAD, and I said, hey, Miss So-and-so, the dispatcher wants to put the 78. Were you able to get a 78 in there? If so, can you put it in there, please? That was all I said. I said it just like that. Calm, cool, be a little, you know, whatever. But that was it. I walked over there to her, handed to her, and said that, and walked away. I'm serious. That's all I did. All I heard, y'all being so nitpicking. Don't they see the phones ringing? Don't they see this? Don't they see this? But this particular person, she's a senior. She's a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not the phones are ringing, you still got to catch a good call.
Do you think at that point that they may be at a mental stress where it's time for them to take a breather?
This is something that she does all the time, so I don't know. I did request for them to give her some type of it's some type of program because her behavior is she could go from one thing to the next. And it's not just her, it's a couple of them that goes from calm to
that's anxiety, nerves, attention,
it
frustration.
Could it could
and this is where we were talking about last week about EAP having a very more in depth
but if you're a person that you just don't like authority, doesn't matter. You just don't like
the Well, it's time for you all to do some serious.
So we have a meeting tomorrow. We have a meeting tomorrow with the major.
Yeah.
But because that's usually what it is. If you ask any other supervisor to give her something to do or to correct something, they don't want, you can handle that. I'm not going over to talk to her. We shouldn't have employees that we do that to. It shouldn't be that issue. I wouldn't want to be that employee that nobody wants to approach me because I have a bad behavior. And bad behavior, that's not helpful.
And in 911, it's so hard. And you're going to have that.
Very hard.
People's personalities for that job, sometimes it's not, that's not a job
that's
for
not,
them.
No, and I have another one. She have a lot of health issues. And with this job, because of the stress of the job, I tell her, this might not be for you. Because it's going to pull every piece of everything, good, bad, negative, positive. This job pulls everything out of you.
And speaking of that, you know, what you all having the shortages that you have, has the major, have he taken up what we've suggested about having police officers that are out, that's not on a beat or something that can sit on maybe LJ or something like that, that can come in and help?
I haven't seen any as of yet, but I know that there have been talks. I'm not sure where they are when we have the meeting next week on the 29th. We can bring that up again because it's a lot of red tape to it. But to me, I would think that some officers, that would be something that they could do, especially like we have some in the Vic room. They just have to be trained on how to be customer service oriented, which that's what they do all day. But they already know the signals. They already know, they know the laws.
They know,
So they would be more beneficial than to us.
Yeah, it shouldn't take that much.
So I don't think that should be an issue or a problem.
That was just a suggestion to help you all get some staff.
Yeah, we need it. We need it. But we have to, the bad behaviors with employees, I'm seeing more of that I'm noticing more that in our roll calls where we get disseminate all the information before we start shift and do your little pep talk or whatever it is, I'm noticing that it's more of correcting behaviors of adults.
Mm.
And that's a problem.
Okay.
That's the problem because you know you need a job. You know you have to cut your lights on. You know you have kids that need to be fed.
But everybody's not thinking like
everybody
that.
Everybody doesn't. And that's what I'm working on because a lot of people don't have that ethic.
And the thing with you, Abby, that I find, you have a good, strong work ethic. And so when you are around that.
A compliment because she called me dark girl. Okay. I like it.
You need to take that
I take it. I take
you know
it.
Don't come off.
Yes, you don't.
But you had a strong work ethic that a lot of people don't follow, and it's hard when a lot of folks don't follow like your ethic. It's hard when I go to a meeting or it's not structured the way a meeting should be structured because I'm very formidable when it comes to let's meet, let's discuss, let's get the elephant out the room, let's have transparency. I can smell and see what smoke is being blown in my face.
Yep.
I want to say the other part.
I know, me too. Me
I want to. I want to really say.
Don't say.
But
don't
I'm
do.
Not gonna say it.
Don't.
But you get my.
I know what you get. I do.
Smoke is blowing.
It bothers
somewhere.
Me. It bothers.
And
me.
I can smell it.
Yep.
Just like a bad.
Yep.
I'm not gonna say that word.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
And that's one of my God-given crafts, I think, of blessed to be able to discern when someone is lying to me or bull-jiving. I call it the frack-a-lack-a bull.
Frack-a-lack-a bull, that's my word.
And I'm going to call you out, and that people can't take it.
Uh-uh.
So to deal with me, be straightforward.
Yeah.
Tell me what you can, won't, will, not going to do. Tell me what you can, will, have, can do. But don't throw no smoke at me.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because I'm going to call you out.
Yeah.
And all you got is one time.
And that's it.
One time to cross me. And we're going to be not very good partners. I'm going to still work with you.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be very good partners. And I don't like that. I like to be feeling comfortable and free to partner with folks and be truthful to folks. And I want the same back to me because you can get a better. You can make better decisions
when you
do that.
When I started off training, I remember I used to tell the trainees, I used to say, listen, because I know my personality. And I could be a little bossy. I could be a little brash. And I'm just straightforward. I'm an Aries. I'm just going to say it's just coming out. And so I would tell them, listen, if I come at you the wrong way, don't take offense, but just let me know. Ebony, back It's not gonna mess my feet. I'm not gonna cry about it. I'm here for you. So just be honest with me and let me know. Don't let me say something like that. Yeah, don't have to tiptoe around me. Ever tiptoe around. If you tell me straight up what it is.
Is that why we get along so well?
Because
I call you out.
You call me out.
I can
call
smell
you
that.
Out.
I can that crackle like a bull.
That's right. We can
and
smell
I can hold up now.
Yep. That's why. Tell me straight up, and then hey, whatever you need, that's what I can do.
You have grown so much though.
Have I?
Yes, you have.
Thank you.
You've grown so much.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I'm able to mentor you.
I'm glad that I have come across you.
Well,
we have not just partners, but we are friends. Because I've learned a lot. I've learned how to remain calm too. You know, I used to have a real bad temper, but that has completely
subsided. Yes, you have changed, huh?
That has completely subsided. Your temper, you have a good temper though.
Well, it didn't come overnight.
Yeah.
Trust and believe.
No, I'm saying you have a temper.
Did she just call me out and I missed it?
I've seen you get upset.
Well,
I want to get to that point. I would like to get to that point to where you.
I don't get upset all the time.
No, but when your upset is a good upset, though. Mm. You know, it's a good upset. It gets things done.
You get to a boiling point.
I get to, yeah, and then
see, I just call it out when it comes.
And then I wait till the next day and I bring it back up.
Yeah, see, now you can't do that.
Yeah,
that's not a good communication skills, people. And this is what we talked about in some podcast past.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense leadership, good communication skills. You need to talk it out right then. If something's bothering you, you know, bring it up right then. Don't go and sleep on it and wait on it because then tomorrow, you know,
you have
to bring it out.
You have to sleep on it.
Well, it depends
on how heated it is.
Yeah.
It depends on it. Usually that's when I have to just back away because I was always taught, listen, you can't take that back.
But
we're gonna come back to it. But I'm not gonna at this moment. I'm not gonna say what I'm gonna say.
But now you're talking about two different things. One, what I'm hearing you say, you're talking about an argument versus an open communication. There's a difference.
Yeah.
So if you're in an argument, you already in the past that open communication.
That's
in an argument.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about negotiation and lobbying,
that's different.
A little different. And that's what we're talking about now. You need to address it right then. You can't go home and sleep on it because you may not have that opportunity again.
Yeah, no, that's different.
It's like when I have to say this. One time, this particular mayor, not the current one, but I'm not going to call the name. This particular mayor, we all were at the table with this mayor. And this mayor, I can't say whether it's he or she because you know what I'm talking about. But this mayor, we were discussing, we as in the committee, some council people, the unions were at the table about the change of the retirement, the wage process. And they were going in on this mayor, you know, going in. And I was right there by the mayor. I was sitting right there like this. And this mayor got up and raised up and said, I'm done. And he did his hands. His hands like this, and I said, I backed up, and I said, and so my natural instinct was to calm it down, and I said, I just reached over, and I said, Mia, calm down. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this, and then, you know, said some other things, and He did, and we were able to resolve that situation. Mm-hmm. But in the heat of that element, you still got to get that elephant out the room and be transparent and not to come down on somebody, but be real. Don't throw no frack-a-lack-a-bull. He was picking up the frack-a-lack-a-bull. I felt it because I was hearing the frack-a-lack-a-bull too. But it wasn't my place at that time to speak. That wasn't, you know, I sat back and listened, but it was frustration getting in there. Everybody was getting hot-tempered and everything. And at that point, he had the right to say, I'm done. He wanted to de-escalate it by removing himself. But if you remove yourself, then I can't get what I need.
Yeah.
Right. So I had to sit there and jump on the side to say, hey, let's work this out.
Yeah.
You know, be a team player. And to make a long story short, we did get it resolved finally. Everybody wasn't happy with the turnout, but got a resolution. And that's what matters. So if you have to de-escalate, de-escalate, but don't take too long to come back to handle that situation.
Yes.
And speak like you want to be spoken to. Don't minimize and don't maximize your attitude towards somebody. And speaking of attitude, Speaking of attitudes, we're talking about leaders, supervisors, managers, even employee, the employee that has an issue with another person that they work together with. And you take out your personal venue on that person and you're not getting business done. That needs to stop. And one of the things that touched me a little ugly today was when we had our citywide safety meeting. It's called the Workplace Atlanta, Work Safe Atlanta, WSA meeting. And when you're not structured to go by the way the policies and procedures are, you have a chaotic meeting.
You
can throw up an agenda all day long. But if you're not being transparent, if you're not being truthful, if you're not following policies, you will have a chaotic meeting. People get frustrated, and then you'll have a divisive committee.
That's right.
And I think right now, this morning, I got a little flustered because I started smelling the smoke because I couldn't see it. But I smelt it, and I got the frack-a-lack-a bull that I can feel that dissension. And I had to come in there strong. And that didn't sit well with two people out of the committee.
Okay.
Now, I got phone calls afterwards saying, you know, you were right. And blah, blah, blah. But see, that irritates me, too. If you know I'm
why didn't you say something? Because they don't want to
Right. But you want to call me behind the scenes and say, you were so right, Gina.
Yeah, I wanted
to say that. And I'm like, yeah, but then
you didn't back me up. You didn't back me up.
Right then.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, but you know, I'm going to hold my own because right is right, is wrong is wrong. And I'll meet you halfway.
That's what I say.
But you're not going to make, you're not going to disrespect me. And you're not going to make me think that I'm crazy because I ain't crazy. If I want to be crazy, I'm going to be crazy on my own. But you're not going to make me feel like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So I got some work to do with that WSA meeting, you know, because the union has a seat on that panel. And we birthed that. We birthed that committee. And that whole committee, what it's supposed to work for is something like this, what we're going through. It's supposed to be the committee's supposed to comprise of one representative, a safety person, voting member from each department on that panel. HR, somebody from legal, somebody from HR, and the union rep. And we sit there for stuff to go on. It's supposed to be a one-stop shop that we integrate, make comments, come up, vote on certain things, and it's disseminated to the departments from what the administration wants to do. And everybody gets the same message. But what has happened, that's not where it's working. It's not working the way it should be working.
And why?
Because over the years, Pace has had a person to sit on that. Her name was Marie Brown, but unfortunately, she had to go. And I think that was a wrongful termination, but she left. And so I had to get and start sitting back in on the panel. And over the past 2 years, before the pandemic hit, I saw that it got disarrayed. Apparently, the chair people who was running it wasn't embracing the union because they didn't like me for whatever reason.
Okay.
And they didn't embrace to find out or give me the respect of our union that we help comprise this committee to get feedback on what, you know, how, you know, put me on board. And so by the time I got back and re-involved with it, they had doing stuff that's outside of the policy. And so I was definitely upset about that this morning. And we're going to get that fixed because it's very important that these employees know what's going on with the safety and wellness of their citizens.
Yeah. So it's still a lot of work to do.
But you know what?
What?
People out there, this is our first time being visual. And I'm excited about it. We got some fine-tuning on what to do, how we're going to interact, because she kept writing down what said Gina looked at the camera.
Because she's not looking at
the
camera.
So, but we're going to end this today, and next week we're going to send out an agenda and talk to you about what is going to be discussed, and we'll be back live again on YouTube. Any suggestions, you can comment. What do you got, anything to say?
I don't have anything but to stay safe.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask. I do still have mine. Amen.
When you're going out there, think about your vaccine and look out for your fellow man and sister and brother and mother and father. And we love you all. And my thoughts to you on this podcast that we're doing is for you. It's for Radio Connections with Pace. This is just a chat and bring you some information, a little gossip for fun, and also some good purposes. Take care, everybody. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. This is what we gotta work on. It's
okay.
Fine. We just have to work on the ending because you can't just click off of it. So
we gotta look
whether
at
whether I have to get something.
No,
this don't stop.
Huh?
It's the blog talk that stopped.
Oh, well, we got to end that.
That's what stopped.